Okay, so can you please tell me your name?
Dorothy Bonser.
And can you spell me your last name, please?
Bonser.
And where is this interview taking place at?
Causeway End Fruit Farm, Wimbish, Saffron Walden, Essex.
This interview is for Shanty Theatre Company's Voices of History project. So, can you tell me a bit about where you grew up?
I was born and bred on Tyneside, which was a major shipbuilding river, the River Tyne.
Did it have an active part in the war then?
Very active because of the major shipbuilding, we had a lot of bombing raids.
And can you tell me about did anyone in your family help in the war effort?
Yes, my father, who was the chief fire officer.
And what did he do?
He put fires out when the shipyards were bombed and houses when they were bombed and helped rescue people.
What did you do for fun during the war?
Well, the war started when I was 1 year old and finished when I was 7 years old. So we had to make our own entertainment. We did jigsaw puzzles, drawing, painting, and playing in general and playing in the streets. But we had to make all our own entertainment.
Did you know anyone, or were you someone who was evacuated?
No, we weren't evacuated, and I didn't know anyone who was.
What was the rationing like?
Pretty grim.
Can you give me an example of some of the rationing you had?
Yes, if we had fresh eggs, we had half a fried egg on a Sunday morning, and if we had bacon, we'd have half a small rasher each. And in the house, there'd be a lot of fighting who had the most of each.
Which day during the war do you remember the clearest?
One night when a whole street, three streets from where we lived, was absolutely razed to the ground and a lot of people killed.
Do you remember much about what happened that evening?
No, because we were put under the stairs in a bombing raid and we'd go to sleep. We had siren suits. They call them ski suits these days, but ours were pure wool.
Were any evacuees evacuated to where you lived then?
No, but we had a foreign lady came to stay with us for a short while, but I don't remember much about her. We didn't like her.
Was there any precautions that you had to take, say when you went to school or?
Yes, we had to carry gas masks with us.
What were they like?
Horrible.
Did you ever have a chance to use one?
No.
Did you lose anyone in the war?
No.
Do you think young people today can relate to these experiences?
Never.
Why?
Because you have to live through a war to know the experience of it. And nobody can imagine what it's like.
Yeah.
Oh,
Thank you.
what about me ration books?
Oh, okay. Well, what about your ration books?
Well, people today would never survive on what we had in those days because you got minuscule amounts for each person in the house, and that had to last permanently. per week. And you grew your own vegetables, if possible. Otherwise, you never had butter, you had margarine. It was quite tasty, actually. But nobody else liked it, but I did.
Do you remember anything else about the war?
Yes, my father had to travel. And when he came back from Berwick, we might get a rabbit or a hare to eat. Otherwise, meat was very much non-existent.
So, did any of your family or you ever see the enemy up close?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.